Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.
See NFL Insider Ross Tucker. Insider Calls brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. Mayo, game day be delicious. Ross, how's it going today?
It's going great for me. Probably better than you guys, I would imagine.
Yeah. Well, all right, there goes my Gerard Mayo for Hellman's joke, because now I think you got me anyway. I get it, Ross. All right, before we get to the Amari Cooper trade and then the ramifications of all that, I do got to ask you what we've been playing with for the previous 40 minutes or so. We had Mike Sando of The Athletic on. Mike Sando came out with an article, and in that article, and then he repeated to us, essentially, he's talked to NFL executives. They believe there's a way out of the Deshaun Watson deal. What it would be and what it would entail. The Browns would send draft compensation, and we can discuss what you think that would be, but draft compensation to a team like Carolina, a team like Las Vegas, one of these other teams that have cap space and a willingness to make a trade, and then Deshaun Watson could be off our hands. Given that proposition, should the Browns take it?
Well, there's so many more details I would need to know about it, including the dead cap money for the Browns and how much it is over the next couple of years. And if you're these other teams, I mean, think about that as an owner. You're taking on Deshaun Watson's $45 million a year for draft picks. That better be a lot of draft picks. I mean, that better be significant. These guys are not in the business of paying guys $45 million to not play. That would surprise me. Do I think it's a 0% chance? No, but I don't think it's real likely. I mean, something like that has happened before. You guys were part of it.
Yep.
With Brock Osweiler.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a little bit of a money ball move. And so I'm sure if things continue to trend in this direction, that the Browns will try to consider any options they could possibly have. But that's a lot, man. I mean, that is a lot. To me, there's got to be some type of hybrid model, right, where they restructure his deal. He still gets what he's owed, his $45 million the next 2 years. The Browns take on some of it, right? So rather than a $45 million salary each of the next 2 years, maybe the Browns give him, let's just say the Browns give him a $40 million signing bonus, and then his salaries the next 2 years are $25 million each. Then maybe we're talking. You know, then maybe the Browns can offload him with draft choices to not have to worry about the other $50 million and to get him off the team. I think Sando is on the right track, that the Browns are going to have to do a pull an Osweiler, a reverse Osweiler, to try to decide how to try to figure out how to do this.
Ross, when you think about trades in general right now, Amari Cooper going over to the Bills. Now the Bills finally have a number one like they did last year in Diggs. But you look at the Browns team now. You unload for a third and a seventh. You now have Jerry Jeudy trying to get maybe some more looks, maybe get some more touches. Does this make a lot of sense for the Browns moving forward with this big trade?
Well, so a couple things. First of all, you called Amari Cooper a number one, okay?
Okay.
I've watched a lot of Browns football this year. He's not played like a number one. I mean, he has not played as well as they need him to play. And I don't know how much of that is not being on the same page with Deshaun Watson, but, you know, that Raiders game I called for CBS, Deshaun actually played pretty well in that game.
Right.
And Amari let him down in a big time way. I actually thought Deshaun was pretty decent in the second half on Sunday against the Eagles. You know, in the first half, he was horrendous. But in the second half, I thought Deshaun did some positive things. Cooper has not played like a one. So I don't blame the Browns for moving on from him at all. And I've been wondering why they haven't gotten the ball to Jerry Jeudy more in the first place. Jerry Jeudy creates separation. Jerry Jeudy, I think, has always been able to get open. His issue is, but he hasn't been able to stay healthy. This year he's been healthy. I'm curious to see how the Browns offense looks and how Jeudy, what kind of numbers he can put up if they feature him more than featuring Cooper. As for the Bills, they didn't have a guy on the outside that could win. I mean, they did not have an outside receiver who could get open or get separation. The second-round pick kid, Keon Coleman from Florida State, he's a contested catch guy. That is not a good thing to be in the NFL. You know, how many contested catch guys from college go to the NFL and have a lot of success? In college, you usually are way bigger and stronger than the corner, and or the corners aren't nearly as good at the catch point. In the NFL, if you're not getting separation, when the ball comes, they're looking at your eyes and they're ripping up through your hands right when they see your eyes get big and the ball coming, or they're looking at your hands. It's just really, really hard to be a consistent, contested catch guy in the NFL. The Bills needed someone who could get some separation and get open at times on the outside against man coverage. They had to get a guy like Amari Cooper.
Let me ask you, though, then, do you feel like Amari is going to be great with Buffalo? And the reason why I present it that way is I do feel like the Browns, I felt like they kind of misjudged what Amari Cooper's reaction to almost being traded for Brandon Ayuk. And I mean, we saw him not play well, but he's played well for a decade, Ross. Like, he's been consistently awesome. To have it just disappear seemed like something more was going on there.
Well, that's an interesting point. I kind of forgot about that earlier in training camp with the whole Ayuk thing. Maybe there was some distraction on his part. You know, maybe, though, imagine me and Amari Cooper, okay? And last year you proved you can still put up huge numbers with Joe Flacco feeding you. And then you're playing this year and your quarterback's not good. He's not.
If your day sounds like,
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, MIDI.com.
He's not close to as good as Flacco was for you at the end of last year. That's got to be maddening for any wide receiver. Now, you still got to be a pro about it. You can't be dropping passes. You still got to do your job. But on some level, man, it's such a dependent position, right? You need the offensive coordinator to game plan for you. Then he needs to call a play for you. Then the offensive line needs to block. The defense can't double you or roll coverage to you. The quarterback needs, like, those guys play a very, very dependent position, which is why most of them, you know, have the demeanor that they do. People call them wide receiver divas or whatever. But it did seem like Cooper was not being the pro this year that he had been previously, like we see often with receivers for whatever reason. My guess is he will all of a sudden, miraculously, start to play a lot better in Buffalo. I will say this, though. The quarterback has a lot to do with it. I mean, Josh Allen's one of the, I don't know, three best quarterbacks in the world, and Deshaun Watson right now has been played overall this year like one of the five worst. And so Cooper can't help but be better with a quarterback like Allen as opposed to what he had with Watson. The thing that annoys me is that he kind of let Watson down. You know, I mean, I know Watson hasn't been great. We all know that. We can all see it. But what would Watson's numbers be this year if Cooper just didn't have the drop? Like, that Raiders one that bounced off his chest?
Yeah.
Like, what is going on?
Mm-hmm.
They would have won that game, and Deshaun's numbers would have been really good, and people would have felt a lot differently about even just Deshaun and the Browns if they just won that one more game.
Yeah, it would have been a lot different, right? They win one more game. Now we're not talking about how bad the offense is and how the defense is constantly on the field. Nick Chubb coming back this weekend. Do you think that is a huge boost in the arm for this offense to maybe open it up a little bit?
Well, I think we got to see what version of Nick Chubb we get. You know, I don't know if you guys follow Pro Football Doc, Dr. Chow, on social media, the longtime Chargers team doctor, mm-hmm. or you go to his website, sixscore.com. But he does not have high hopes for Nick Chubb this year in particular, but really ever returning to form. I hope he's wrong. He hopes he's wrong, right? We all hope he's wrong. I absolutely love everything about Nick Chubb as a person, as a player. I hope he comes out and he's awesome. But we got to start with that. I don't know what version of Nick we're going to get. That's number one. Number two, you know, I'm curious to see how Nick operates in this offense. You know, it feels like it's kind of a different offense than what they've run previously that Chubb's had success with. You know, they used to be so much of the wide zone, outside zone, the boots, the play action. They kind of went away from that to do more of the RPOs and zone reads and stuff. And I don't know. I mean, it certainly hasn't been a positive for the offensive line, that's for sure. We'll see if it's a positive for Nick.
Insider Call is brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. You can purchase Hellman's at your local Walmart, Kroger, grocery stores to add extra deliciousness and creamy flavor to your game day dishes this football season. We're talking to Odyssey NFL Insider Ross Tucker here on The Fan. Ross, let me ask you then, if you traded Amari, how far does this go? I would imagine Za'Darius Smith would be on the table, but do they go as far as trading someone like Myles Garrett even?
Well, I've been asked that because people were wondering, especially after what happened in Detroit.
Mm-hmm.
I think I would – the way I would answer that is that I am very impressed both with the moves they've made as well in talking with them over the years by Andrew Berry and Kevin Stefanski. And I know a lot of fans, I'm sure, are down on both of them right now and blah, blah, blah. But I think they're both smart enough to know they have to at least consider everything. And so, I mean, there's some offer that they could get. If someone said, we'll take Myles Garrett and we'll take Deshaun Watson with him in the contract. Can you imagine? That would be unbelievable, by the way. Stuff like that never happens in the NFL. If this were the NBA, it would have happened yesterday. You know, there'd be a Deshaun Watson and Myles Garrett get traded to the Lions and the Lions go win the Super Bowl or whatever. That would be fascinating. I don't think it happens. I mean, Myles was the defensive player of the year in the league last year. For a reason. He's just an absolutely incredible player. And I'm just so impressed with, even with the injuries this year, that he still is battling every week. Like his maturity, his professionalism, I hope Cleveland fans really appreciate, you know, what they have with guys like Miles and Chubb and Betonio and some of these guys that, you know, laid on the line. Yeah, they're getting paid, but they're also laid on the line because they know how much it means to the people of Cleveland every week, even though they know that, you know, they're not going anywhere this year. That's for sure.
Well, and as of right now, like, the only way we change that conversation, because I agree, I don't think Andrew Berry is doing it, but Miles, and he's gone through a lot here in Cleveland, he has not been the guy that says, get me out of here, because that's how that happens, Ross.
Well, you're right. What's interesting about that is, that didn't used to happen really in the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
It's starting to happen a little bit more now, right? Like Davante Adams pulls his hamstring, you know, before that Browns game that I called in week four. And, oh, he hurt his hamstring in practice. Well, that's rare. That doesn't happen very often. Now that he gets traded, his hamstring's fine.
Yeah.
You know, he's going to be ready to play for the Jets Sunday night in Pittsburgh. So, more and more NFL guys are starting to try to do things like that, just based on the way in which he's conducted himself since he's been a Brown. I don't think Miles would handle it that way. I think he would be more inclined to say behind the scenes, hey, guys, you know, I've given you everything I got. It's been great. I really would like to go try to go somewhere else where I feel like I can win. But if you're the Browns, why are you moving? I mean, you have to get something super good to move on from arguably the best defensive player in the NFL.
Ross, fantastic insight as always. We'll catch up with you later. Thank you so much.
Sounds great. I got to do this for the listeners. Later, dude.
Yes.
Ross Tucker, that was our Odyssey NFL Insider, Ross Tucker. Insider calls brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. Mayo game day, be delicious. All right, we come on back. 216-474 to below 92. Where do the Browns go from here, and is Myles Garrett on the table? Why is it that we're just playing with the assumption that Miles is here forever? Because after what we've seen over the previous year and change, really just over the 6 weeks, I question a lot of it. 216-474 to below 92. And if I question a lot of it, maybe we get to a spot where Miles does as well. But how willing with the Aiden Hutchinson injury would the Browns be to explore that? We'll explore it next. It's Jonathan Pito and Jason Stanford with you guys right here on Afternoon Drive.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole with its V-shaped stud configuration is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Auto Parts!
Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app.